was excited for him. I mean, I thought, you know, he deserved to play good. He's a good player. He's shown us that. I mean, he showed it in college, but he's shown us that throughout OTAs, training camp, at practice. And I knew he had a chance to do good. And, you know, you never know how the game will work out and the way it goes. And I thought he got what he deserved. He's put in a lot of work, and I was happy for him.
Was it difficult? I know you guys have all the same concepts, but was it difficult to design the two different game plans now looking back on Robert's availability?
Not really. All you do is just change protections, really. But, I mean, concepts are the same. You really do the same stuff we've been doing since day one, same stuff we did last year also. You know, you just lose a couple pistol things and zone read, but, you know, it's the same routes for the receivers. Nothing really changes, to tell you the truth. You lose a couple things.
So is it fair to say you basically ran the same plays without pistol or zone read? It was just different formations to run the plays out of?
Yeah, and it's more different protections. You know, I mean, we like our pass game to look like our run game. So, you know, when you lose the zone read, you know, you lose a few of the play passes off of the zone read. But, you know, what the receivers are doing down the field is the same, whether you're doing it off of zone action or whether you're doing it off of zone read action. You know, it's just trying to make everything look the same. When they're trying to stop the run, you want to make it look the same and go to the pass. So, you know, it's just you base it off a run game. And when with Robert not in there, you don't put as much stuff. You don't put really anything in for the quarterback runs, you know, so we just lost that.
Do you think of it in any way like maybe you haven't thought about it, but – I mean, there's so much talk about what Robert's done for this offense. For him not to be there and still to rack up 430 yards and 38 points, do you look at it at all like, okay, I kind of proved that this is as much about the scheme and the things I'm drawing up than it is any one player?
Not really. I think, you know, Robert's unbelievable. He's done so much for us this year, and, you know, he's awesome to coach, and he's great to have around. But, you know, I think it shows a lot. Not to the scheme. I think it shows a lot to the other guys out there. You know, we've had a bunch of guys play real good this year along with Robert. You know, our Lions played good. Alf's done awesome. You know, D.Y. to our tight ends, to our receivers. Everyone's done a very good job. And, you know, it's been a collective unit all year. And, you know, I was really proud of the guys that they didn't miss a beat.
We talked a lot about playing with a 70% Trent Williams or whatever percentage he happens to be. Can you see in his game how he's adjusted his mental game to compensate for not being 100% physically?
Yeah, I think it's really challenging for a player to compete on Sunday when they're not being able to get the reps as much through the week. And Trent's come a long way to where he's got a chance to do that. You know, everyone knows how talented he is and how good he can be at times, but he's really had to hone in on his technique and everything and be locked in from a mental standpoint, which has given him a chance to not hurt us by going out there not at full speed. You know, he's not at his best because he's not 100%, but he's definitely helped the team being out there.